The Director and Technical Advisor on MDGs at the National Development Planning Commission, Dr. Isaac Mensah-Bonsu, says poor sanitary conditions in relation to waste disposal and the lack of places of convenience in homes are attracting serious government attention. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the nation's sanitation status by the MDG standards, Dr. Mensah-Bonsu said Ghana is nowhere near the target and called for concerted efforts to address the issues.
Sanitation is a very critical area, and that's an area that Ghana is not faring better at all. But perhaps it's a global trend. Throughout the world, about 2.5 billion people lack access to improved sanitation facilities, and Ghana is one of them. Seriously speaking, Ghana is perhaps one of the worst performing countries in terms of sanitation. Perhaps if you talk about the countries without access to improved sanitation facilities, Ghana would be among the bottom 5%. People are saying that perhaps we are better than only Sudan. Otherwise, we are not doing well at all. If you take the issue of toilet facilities, in Ghana, according to the population census report, only about 17% of Ghanaians have access to toilet facilities that are exclusively used by the households. The rest, about 35%, are using public toilets. 19% of Ghanaians still use pit latrines. Now, there are about 19% of households in Ghana without toilet facilities at all. Some have shared facilities. Let's say about 26% of Ghanaians use shared toilet facilities in the house, and yet about 3% even depend on other households' toilets. So this is a serious matter which has attracted government attention. And I know efforts have been made and are being made, except that the response seems to be a bit slow. In terms of interventions, for some time now, since about 1994, there has been emphasis in the provision of household-based latrines. A number of donor activities have been experienced in that area. For instance, the NIDA, the World Bank have all contributed towards motivating Ghanaians to have their own household-based latrines. But we haven't achieved much. If you look at some of the figures that we have, you notice that at some point in 2011, our target was that we could have about 1.2 million household latrines provided in homes. We are only able to achieve about 960,000.
What is contributing to this? Is it the lack of political will to make sure that we enforce the law? The bylaws are there in the local government system. Is it not so?
It is so, but I think I will blame the Ghanaian households themselves with education. Now, you notice that if you look at the literacy rate in Ghana, it's gone up, seriously. So people are literate and don't even know the importance of having their own household latrines in the home. You know, why is it that only about 17% have household latrines? We need to invest into household latrines if you know the importance of sanitation to health. So the government is doing its part, but I think that the household members really need to do their own part.
Dr. Mensah-Bonsu ruled out some measures being adopted to solve the problem, saying public education must also be intensified.
Now, it's been suggested that you should use the microfinance institutions to provide funding or credit facilities for households to get their own latrines. I think this is a new idea that is coming up. But in the past, it was like there was, say, 50-50. If the household is able to provide about 50%, then the project will also add 50% for the household to have their own toilet facilities.
How would the households pay back? Would it be a loan or it would be a free money that would be doled out to landlords?
So the first one was free, that the project was providing 50% and the household 50%. But the idea of using microfinance institutions, that one would be a loan back at a very cheap rate.
When we look at sanitation in terms of waste disposal, why are we not getting it right attitudinally and the commitment to do the right thing? What is the way forward?
I think we need to improve public education for changing attitude. Now, if you see a lot of people littering around, now you begin to wonder, what kind of education do they have in school? Why is it that people are not concerned when we are littering about? Why are people dumping waste into areas that are not supposed to be used for such activities? I think that the problem lies with the attitude of our people. We really need to work on an attitude, have a change in attitude, and that will minimize the effort that you need to be able to improve upon the situation.
Dr. Isaac Mensah-Bonsu is the Director and Technical Advisor on MDGs at the National Development Planning Commission.